played in the saddle dome a little bit in junior against the Hitmen, and one preseason game this year, but it'll be my first NHL game back home in Calgary. So it's something that you know, you kind of dream of your whole life, and it's just another one of those kind of big milestones, I guess. I mean, just like a young kid in here growing up in Winnipeg idolizes the Jets. I mean, I was that same kid in Calgary, you know, Jerome Ginla, you know, through the Stanley Cup final run and all that. So, you know, it was always a pleasure to go to games and you know, have the jersey and whatnot. So it's going to be fun to actually be able to play at home and play against that team that I guess I grew up being a fan for.
I guess there's no one left there that you idolized.
Yeah, no, I mean, as soon as I heard my name called and was drafted to the Jets, obviously that allegiance changed. But definitely growing up, it was... I was a big time fan, and it's going to be fun to be able to play in front of friends and family and coaches and things like that for the first time.
How many tickets did you need today or for tomorrow?
Well, definitely all my family, things like that. I've had lots of requests, and every time I look at my phone, I'm getting another text for some tickets. But I guess we'll see what the final count ends up being. But overall, it's just going to be a lot of fun.
30 games in, what best describes the state of this team right now?
Well, I think we're getting better all the time. I think, you know, young guys are playing more games, you know, and I feel like a lot of those things, little lessons you learn are through experience, playing in one-goal games versus Chicago or New York Rangers or St. Louis, games like that where you learn so much and, you know, learning about how to, you know, recover better. Obviously, in a schedule like this, it's so busy that you have to be able to recover fast. So just those little things that I think you gain only by experience and trial and error. And you know, our team, we've been battling really hard now, and obviously we didn't like the way last night finished, but I think we've been playing good hockey here.
How about your start personally? How would you gauge it?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. I mean, I'm always looking to improve and you know, trying to push myself to get better, and but I've been happy with it. I think I've been given a lot of opportunity to play and play with some pretty great players, obviously with Dustin. So yeah, I'm just trying to get better every day, work on my game, but you know, I feel I've been happy with a lot of it.
What's the trick to playing with Buff, especially the way he freelances so much? What's the trick for you?
Well, I think we just kind of read off each other. I mean, you know, I don't know if there's one specific thing, but we have a lot of fun playing together. You know, he keeps it light, and you know, I give it back to him here and there. And it's kind of the whole environment of our decor. You know, we have a really good mix of personalities. And as far as playing with Buff, I mean, it's awesome. He's got a lot of skill. He's one of the best defensemen in the league. And, you know, I think we move the puck around pretty well. But it's just reading off him. And I think having played now, you know, almost 30 games, I guess, with him, you know, you get more comfortable with your partner as time goes on. You understand where they're going to be, and you know, it's a lot of fun.
So you're never shocked when you see him behind the other team net for a long time?
Well, I mean, when he's scoring from behind the other team's net, I'll always take that plus. So yeah, it's just something you learn to read off him, and sometimes I'll, you know, we give it to him on the bench and he gives it right back. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good relationship, and you know, he's been great for me as a young guy in the league.